I feel like I'm already, I should be Yotze Zion. I should already fulfill my obligation to give Dvar Torah this morning. Since the bulk of the fifth Aliyah deals with the psukim that we dealt with yesterday for an hour, and I'm not going to review the whole shir yesterday about Kiddushin and Gittin, but there are two psukim that are right at the beginning of the fifth Aliyah. Al contrary to one, they're very similar psukim, but it says Ki Tavo Bikem Re'echa V'Chalta Anavim K'navshecha Savecha. If you come to your neighbor's Karam, what's a Karam? Okay, vineyard. You come to your neighbor's vineyard and you eat grapes like you want. V'El Kelecha Lotitem, but don't put them into your any vessel, any like cup or something that you brought. This is a wonderful book, by the way. If you want to, you know, look up Divrei Torah, this is a wonderful book written by Rabbi Baruch Epstein, who was worked in a bank. Supposedly his father, the great Yechiel Epstein, author of the Orach HaShulchan, told him this would be a good thing to do on his off time. So he wrote a book on basically all the quotations of Sukkim that are quoted in the Gemara and how the Gemara deals with them, and then he has his own explanations trying to explain the drashot of Chazal. And he says an interesting point here, but it's a great book to have access to, because if you don't have a Dvar Torah, then it's quite nice to see what Chazal have to say, and he gives you some explanations. He says something very important, I think, or he alludes to something very important. There's a drasha, he says, from Bava Metzia, which says in the psukim, when you come to the karam, when you come to the vineyard, don't put it into your vessels. Well, it must be that it's a time that you be harvesting, right? As we mentioned, I think I mentioned a couple days ago about the grape harvest in Israel, and you can see it from my back window. You can just walk out and see the grapes, and now we're really at the end of the harvest season, which culminates at Sukkot. So it must be we're doing the end of the harvest season, because that's when you put stuff into your vessels. So the halacha is that a worker who's working a field is allowed to take some of the grapes and eat them while he's working in the field, right? That's a deal that kind of is made. There's an assumption he's allowed to eat the grapes, but he can't start storing them. So it only takes place, as halacha, according to Gemara Bava Metzia, seems to only take place at harvest season. Right? Only at the end of the harvest season. So Baruch Epstein says, but wait a minute. If there's a contractual deal, right? If the owner of the field and the worker make a deal that he can eat at other times, say earlier in the season, then he's allowed to do it. That's what Baruch Epstein says. So what struck me is, well, so then what's the point of the Pasuk? If the Gemara is suggesting that the Pasuk's only dealing with harvest season, then what in the world do I need a pasuk to tell me? Oh, and by the way, says Rabbi Epstein, oh, by the way, if they make a different deal, they can go by the different deal. Who cares then? What's the point of the pasuk? Right? And what we're dealing with here? I was just listening to, I like to listen to podcasts sometimes, and I was driving to a bar mitzvah about an hour and 15 minutes away from my house. So I was listening to this philosophic podcast on public radio from America, and they were interviewing one of the most famous sociologists, Peter Berger, on the topic of the impact of the rejuvenation of religion in certain parts of the world, its impact on the economy, the economic issues. Okay, so it's a very interesting podcast. Peter Berger is brilliant beyond belief. But one of the interesting things is twice during this hour-long podcast, it was Peter Berger and it was also a professor from Harvard, twice during the podcast, they quote The Dignity of Difference by Jonathan Sachs, right? They quoted a few books. You know, here's a book, here's a nice, beautiful passage, here's a nice, beautiful passage from this book, and they picked Rabbi Jonathan Sachs twice. Other ones they only quoted once. About issues in regards to ethics and business, and the global economy, and workers, etc. What's leaping out to me, and when I was very appreciative of Rabbi Sachs, and I highly recommend that book, The Dignity of Difference, is a wonderful book on globalization, is that the pasuk might not really relate exactly to where we are today in regards to work ethics, both from regards to the worker as also in regards to the employer. But what the Torah is telling you is you have to be ethical. Right? You have to work out a deal and be decent. One of the questions which arises over and over and over again in the realm of business is, how do I deal with workers? Do I have to have, you know, a workable wage? Do I have to have a wage that people can actually live off of? What are the impacts of raising the living wage? I know in California and some places they raised it to $15 an hour. The next thing you know is McDonald's decides that they're going to bring in automated machines and get rid of workers. All these issues are very complicated in regards to economics. But the Torah is telling you, you better think about them. You better think about them and be a decent individual. The whole point of the Torah is to raise the level of mankind. I once read something beautiful by Rav Amital. I didn't hear it from him, but I read it from him. Read something he wrote. Rav Amital said, the goal, he said, of the Da'at Hilumi in Israel. What did he think was the goal of being in that group? Being part of that collective. He said, he feels that the goal of the Da'at Hilumi in Israel is to be the most ethical, the most decent, the most proper person. The message of the Torah is to elevate mankind. He said, when you go to the army, to put your all into it. When you're working in business, be the most ethical person you can be. Not everyone in religion raises up to this level, not in other religions and not in Torah and not in Judaism, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that's not what the Torah demands. The Torah is demanding that you think about how you relate to your worker and how you relate to your employer. That's huge, because most of our lives, all of us, will either be workers or employers or both simultaneously. Who are you? The Torah is calling out and saying, think about what you do when you relate to other people. And especially in the most power position which exists, employers and employees. You have to reach a higher level. Decency. Work out a deal which is appropriate and best for everyone and decent. The Torah is calling out in two short psukim, be a decent person in regards to employment. It's a very important message, maybe one of the biggest messages, one of the ones that affects the most people globally across the world of the week.